you might like to turn in your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 7. And in our studies, we stopped Jeremiah for a moment in order to capitalize on our relationship to God in as we're praying, trusting God, so that we are cooperating in the outworking of history. And we are believers, belong in a special way to the Lord Jesus Christ. They belong to Him as a body, physically. Think of your physical body and your physical head. And you belong to, in a very special way then, to God, in a very personal way. And you belong not only in the body, He is the head, our Lord Jesus Christ, is the Son of God. And in order to function properly and to participate, we need to be and need to understand we aren't just a cell, we're a son. We're a son in the Son. So then, sons can properly represent the Son, who represents the Father. And since the Son of God outworks the will of the Father, the sons of God outwork the will of the Father by way of the Son in Jesus' name. And we share together all of that kind of thing, so that is our assignment, is to be on planet Earth and being a little light in the darkness and being able to represent God the Father and give and allow the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart and mine to represent the Father, so that we, being believers, can walk on planet Earth hither and yon, and God can show the wonderful person of our Lord Jesus Christ, who died to save whosoever's the believe, and being whosoever's the believe, thus we are saved. And therefore, we show the wonderful person of Jesus Christ. Work, home, school, play. Now, in the process of that, we're outworking God's will in a very wonderful way. And it is God's pleasure to outwork His will. And we do so in the name, in the fame, in the wonderful person of the living and only God. And thus, we are able to give thanks in everything. Why? Because we're outworking the will of God. And when we're outworking the will of God, then God is doing what He does in a most marvelous way to honor Himself. That's what He does. Now, and therefore it's very wonderful. It isn't something we merit or we deserve or we're a super-duper people. Not at all. We're just willing to be a vessel fit for the Master's use. Now, in adding to that, and before we go back to Jeremiah, God capitalizes on all of this in a wonderful way. Because I think one of the things that people would like to be, here's God, I'm a believer, looking to God, wanting God's will. I'm to work out, Philippians 2:12, my so great salvation. And I'm to do so because it is God which worketh in me, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. So I'm looking to God to outwork that will. And I want to be sure. I want to be confident. I want, in a human sense, confirmation. Confirmation. Now, we don't need it in that sense, but God gives it. So now, looking at a little word that you're familiar with, and it is there for us. Now, you know the word agree. We use the English word agree. And that has to do with having harmony, accord. And we use the word approve, to approve something, to sanction something. We use the word approve. We use the word applause to honor or to celebrate or to show approval by clapping or cheering or whatever people do. And we use the word applause. We have applause. But God doesn't use those words as we're looking at them. God uses another word, and that is the word that you're familiar with, amen. A-M-E-N. It means to make firm, to the word to prop up something, to support it, to make it firm, supported, to affirm something, to make it sure, reliable, trustworthy. And the two words that go with that are binding, and bound. Binding something together tightly, and then it's bound. You bring it together, binding it together, and then you use the word bound. It is a bound something. The hymn book is bound. Bound. It is all the pages are bound together. That's the word. Amen. To bind. Hang on to that. Otherwise, you say amen, you don't connect it. So now, letting that work for us a little bit. So God, that's a word, and it's a wonderful word. It's your word. It's your word. Not our word. It's your word. You're going to say amen so that we understand what you are bound to. You are bound. You are caught certain. Verily, verily, you are absolutely cannot vary from it, what you've said. You're bound to it. Amen. You're caught in it. That's what I want to know. Once I get a handle on that God is really bound to this book. He's bound to who He is. He's bound to you for you to be a son. He's bound, your body is bound to Him. I need to hear that from Him so that I got it. Once I got it. Thus, Deuteronomy chapter 7, if I can. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9. To be durable, constant, reliable, sure, unfailing. Thus, verse 9, 7, 9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. So what do we need to know? What did they need to be reminded of before they crossed the Jordan River? They needed to know that God happens to be who He is, God, and that He is faithful. That's the word amen. He's amen. He's absolutely faithful, trustworthy. He's bound to fulfill what He has said. He's bound to keep His word. He's bound to be who He is, God. He's bound to it. What, you got to get that. Now, in the light of that, Deuteronomy chapter 9, not far away. And God is bound to His word. Now, the problem is, amen, God says amen. So now, we're looking at our little word. And here in Deuteronomy chapter 9, we have it from Israel's position. Verse 9:23. Likewise, when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land which I have given you, then you rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God, and ye believed Him not, nor hearkened to His voice. And there's the word believe. That's the same word, amen. You didn't amen what God had said. God was bound to do it, and you were not bound to see it through. You were not believe. You did not believe. You were not bound. You were not supporting. You were not finding God reliable and trustworthy. You weren't believing. You weren't being. You weren't found faithful, if is a word. Now, in the light of that, over if you would please, over in chapter 27. We'll skip right over to get the idea. And remember now, you're familiar with this. In Deuteronomy chapter 27. And it's used 12 times, and we can pick it up in thought, if we can, in Deuteronomy chapter 27, picking up in verse 9. And Moses and the priest, the Levites, spake unto all Israel, saying, Take heed and hearken. O Israel, this day thou art become the people of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of the Lord thy God, to do his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. And Moses charged the people the same day, saying, and then he went through all the things. And in the process now, sliding down, if I can, to verse 15. Cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and putteth it in the secret place. In other words, you get into idolatry. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen. And each time the curse, and each time the Amen. So they are saying, God, we want you to be what you say. We are bound to what you say. You are bound to what you say. We understand you are going to keep what you say and do what you say. And we are bound to it for you to do it. We expect you to do it. It's against us, but God, we expect you to do it. We're bound to it. Now, that's what God wants, for you to be totally understanding that God is going to be God. And that's what I want you to know. I'm not going to be what you want. I'm going to be who I am. So I want you to relax. Now, when I tell you something, you better pay attention to it and amen it. I mean what I say. I say what I mean. Now, and that's the whole problem, because the devil said, Genesis 3:1 and that, can God really be believed? Should you really believe God? Maybe God's holding back or isn't telling you something. Maybe God doesn't mean for good in your life. Now, so here, all the way down, chapter 27, and the last one statement, verse 26. Cursed be he that confirmeth not all, the words of this law to do them, and all the people shall say, Amen. So all of it, all of the law. If you offend in one point, you're guilty of all. All the law or none. You want to make it, you want to do it, you got to do it perfectly, but we can't. That's why the law is given, so you can know that. So you look to the law and say, we can't live up to that. I need a Savior. I need some way to satisfy the law. And God, you have to provide it, which he has in the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, so thus, here's the curse, and then you come all the blessings, as you know. And when you come to the blessings, there's no amen. No amen. No amen at all. And if you pick up, you'll get the sense of that. In verse 2, 28, verse 2. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice, hear what I say what I mean, hear me, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. And there's no amen. Why? Because God said, if you honor me, I am just plain going to honor you. You can count on it. Absolutely. That's what I'm going to do. You honor me, and I'll bless you. Truly, truly honor me, and I'll bless you. And then you go through the blessings. No amens. No, you know, do I need to confirm it? No, I don't need to confirm anything. God, are you able to save me to the uttermost? Then I want to be a whosoever that believes. I want to be bound. I want to amen, if you would, in this case. I want to believe and look to you. So now, having said that little bit, and picking up if I can, in Psalm 19, just to move along and get the flavor of this so that you have it. Actually, there's words and things you ought to understand, but you ought to also get the person. You ought to get the person, a sense of the person of God. So that that's what we're doing. God, what are you like? How do you think? How do you act, God? How can I count on you? And I'm getting a sense. God, you're absolutely trustworthy. That's right. Can I count on you? Absolutely. And you get that sense, dear friend. Now, chapter 19, picking up, please, in verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. And the little word, S-U-R-E, sure, it's a passive, reliable. Absolutely, the Word of God is absolutely bound. It supports God, and God supports it. The testimony of the Lord is sure, absolutely reliable, making wise the simple. Over Psalm 111. Psalm 111. And you will note, in chapter 111, I'll go, to pick up the thought, verse 2. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious. His righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat of food unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. So you aren't going to want God's will if you don't understand. God is able to give you his will. So verse 7. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. There's your little word again. S-U-R. Very reliable. So God, what you say, you mean. And you mean what you say. And it's very, very reliable. And we're to trust it with all our heart. Over to Psalm 31 for a moment. Psalm 31. And picking up, if I can, directly to get the flavor of this. Verse 23. Psalm 31, 23. Love the Lord with all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. So now, God, here's the word faithful. Remember, they weren't believing at Deuteronomy 9. They needed to believe. They needed to understand God was trustworthy, faithful, reliable, and God was bound to his word, bound to be who he is, and he can't change that. He isn't going to change it. So God, what are you saying in verse 23? Love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth. God, you take care of those that are amening you. that they believe you are going to keep your word and you are bound to do what you do in the way that you do it. So God, you're absolutely to be dependent upon. Now, amen. Amen has to do, God says amen, saying yes. Oh yes, I'm absolutely going to be trustworthy. Saying such in our lives, in our hearts, and we say amen back to his amen because we hear him and we heed him, pay attention to him. And God, you're going to support your word. Your word is going to support you. You are bound to support your word, and it is binding on you, binding, binding. So therefore, there is an amen to be found. Now, to God's people, they went through and they caught on, not every time, but sometime they got it. Nehemiah chapter 8. Nehemiah and chapter 8. And in Nehemiah, Ezra, remember, they're going to read God's word. And keeping in mind, and Ezra, coming back from Babylon, building the temple and the wall, etc. Nehemiah 8, 6. Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, amen, amen. With lifted up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Amen. God, you are a great God. Amen. Amen. You are who you are. You are bound to be who you are. You honor what you've said. God, amen. You say that? Amen, God. Amen. Amen for being who you are. Bound to be who you are. And that gets us caught up with what? Gets us caught up with who? Gets us caught up with God. We're looking at him. We're honoring him. Wow. Now, and thus, verse 8, so they read in the book of the law of God, law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. So they read distinctly. That's the little word exactly, literally, separately, plainly. They read the word of God plainly, exactly. And they gave the sense or explaining understanding for the public reading. So they gave the public reading with understanding, giving the sense about it. So they had the sense. Do you understand what it says? So when it was preached, read to them, they read it with understanding. Is that important? Absolutely. You want to read, do I understand what I'm reading? Do I understand what I'm saying? That's important. I don't understand it. I can read it. I could read something. I don't understand it. You may get it, someone, but most of us won't because I don't understand it. And if I don't understand it, I don't expect you to understand it. So I'll read it anyway, and we'll do it. But no, it's meant to be understood. So God, here we are. We have the word, your wonderful word, and you gave the sense. And picking up in verse 12, and all the people went their way to eat and drink and to send portions and to make great mirth, delight, joy, because they had understanding. They had understood the words that were declared unto them. And then they went the second day. The second day they were gathered together, the chief of the fathers of all the people, the priests and the Levites, unto Ezra the scribe, even, what are you all guys doing there? To understand the words of the law. They wanted to understand. So that's what we're doing. What are we sitting here for? To understand. What that's, God? To understand. What good is it if we don't understand? No, we need to understand. So now, having said that, over if you would to Isaiah 28. Isaiah chapter 28. So Ezra, Nehemiah, they had, that's the amen. They were so glad to have the Word to understand it, because God is bound to His Word, bound to be who He is. His Word supports Him, and He supports His Word. He's going to honor His Word. That's what He's going to do. So you'll pick it up in a minute here. Verse 16. Well, remember verse 15. Because ye said that we have made a covenant with death and with hell or Hades, Sheol, are we at agreement? When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. In other words, we're trying to get Egypt to protect us from Assyria. Assyria's coming down. Sennacherib coming down. And if we just get someone else to come and help us fight, we'll win. That's what they thought. But of course, it isn't going to work. Verse 16. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion before for a foundation stone, a tested stone, a precious stone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. And there's your little word, amen, translated believe again. Remember in Deuteronomy 9, they didn't believe. Here they are believing, and they are that to believe. They are to be believing, I should say, and they are to be trusting God, bound to God's word, bound to God's person, and if they are going to let God be God and be bound to it, amen. If they're going to do it, then they will not make haste, they will not be in a hurry, they will not panic. They will be very patient and wait. They're going to be firm, locked in. He that believeth shall not make haste. Very locked in, consistent, bound to what God has said, what God is going to do. God has said what He's going to do. He's going to do it. Absolutely. Whether we see it or we don't see it, God is going to make it happen. That's what God's going to do in a most wonderful way. Now, over to Isaiah 65. God's going to do that. And in the millennium coming up, God is going to go and be honored, obviously, for all that He is and does. And you'll note, please, in Isaiah 65, verse 16, looking to the future millennium, reign of Christ. He who blesseth himself in the earth shall bless himself in the God of truth. And he that sweareth in the earth shall swear by the God of truth. Because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hid from mine eyes. So God, you see the God of truth, the word truth, that's the word amen, truth, faithful, reliable, trustworthy, absolutely count on it. He's the God of truth. They swear in the earth, and they shall swear by the God of truth, and God, we're going to count on what you've said, and going to do what you're going to do, the way you're going to do it. God, it's absolutely sure. So God, that's the future. So Israel has, they're going to believe, and God is going to get them there, ultimately in the days coming up into the future. So now, having said that, amen, and getting that little bit in front of us, now, over if you would please, to the Gospel of John, chapter 3. Gospel of John and chapter 3. And you will note, please, in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, as you remember, verse 3:3:3. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, amen, God is going to keep His word to Israel. God is going to be found faithful, trustworthy. He fully supports His word. His word fully supports Him. God is bound to fulfill His word. So if God says something and your mind says, well, but maybe, you know, you can say all of those things, but what if, what about? You can do that. But God is bound to do what he said. You understand? He isn't going to do anything else. That's why God looks at you and said, I don't see your sin, I see the Savior. Now, how can God do that? He said it. He provided it. That's what he sees. In Christ Jesus, we're new creatures, as we shared. Now, so here we are looking now. Here's our Lord, perfect example for us, to help us. So now, verily, verily, verse 3. Remember, the verily, verily is amen. It's the word amen. And it's used, verily, verily, twice. Most affirming, most certain, most assuredly, it's used 25 times, 25 times in the Gospel of John. Verily, 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 you're going to keep saying it. When he says it, he says, pay attention. Pay attention. He doubles it. So now, verily, verily, you got to be, man be born again. And over, if I can, in verse 5, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So you're telling me, you're telling us that absolutely, verily, verily, you are going to be supporting, you're going to be sure, true, you're going to honor your word, you're going to honor the what you've said, it supports you, you support it. Mm-hmm. I said this, so pay attention when I tell you it is absolutely, verily, verily, most assuredly, most certainly, in truth, at the beginning of a sentence, it has to do with emphasis. Now, so now, having said that, another one, you can skip flavor of it, chapter 5, and in chapter 5, picking up, if I can, in verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. So God, verily, verily, he said, I'm telling you, most assuredly, most certainly, without any question, I'm bound. I'm telling you, if you hear my word and you believe it, which is what I asked you to do in the Old Testament, New Testament, and you believe on him that sent me, you'll have everlasting life. That's all. You're bound to that. Uh-huh, I am. And by the way, you will not come into condemnation, but you are passed from death unto life. I'm bound to that too. So no matter how much you love, if you're saved, and you don't do well, I'm not going to change. You may be saved just by fire, but I'm going to save you. Now, you could have had, you will never get that, but I'm going to save you. I'm bound to my word and my son. I'm going to do it. Absolutely going to do it. So that helps us, if we're saved, to get a hold of it, get a handle on it. Now, having said that and keeping that in mind, chapter 5 and in verse 19, we have another. Verse 19, we study it. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. But what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. So God, here you are. The Lord Jesus said, I want you to know, most assuredly, in my perfect humanity, I enjoy his perfect deity. I'm allowing God to be who he is. I'm amening God's amen. God says, I am who I am, bound, binding, faithful, reliable, trustworthy, certain. I'm who I am. And the Lord Jesus, in his perfect humanity, agrees. You are who you are. Verily, verily, I do nothing of myself. I honor God. Amen. Amen. That's what he did. As a son. So here we are looking to God, and we're going to go, and we want to understand that and exercise that in a good way, in a way that is highly profitable. So now, over if you would please, in your Bible, over to 2 Corinthians, quickly. All we're trying to do is get a flavor of amen, because we say amen in our heart. We should be. People sometime go and say amen to anything, you know. You know, you just burped and you say amen, you know. And people do that, and they think it's, that isn't what amen is about. Amen is a binding of yourself to that truth, whatever it is. And you're amening it. You're confirming. That's true. That's my truth. Mine. Amen. Why is it mine? I amened it. I bound myself to that truth. God is bound to it. And I amen it. I'm bound to it. I'm bound to that. Bound to it. I don't have a choice. I bound myself to it. I amend it. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, and as you know, quickly, get the flavor of it. You know in verse 20, the Corinthians, but get just going directly to verse 20. All the promises of God in Christ are yes, yea, and in Christ, amen, all of them. So when we read, God, are you bound to this book? Are you bound to that statement? Yes, I am. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want you to be bound to it. And God, why will you be bound to it? Because I'm bound to it? No. The end of verse 20. In him, amen, and the reason, purpose, unto the glory of God, and we are able to be a testimony to God. God, you are who you are. You say what you say. You have bound to who be who you are. You have bound yourself to the Word, to your Word, and God, we agree. We agree. And you use us, little humans. You say, what's my purpose? I don't have anything big to do. I don't do anything big, whatever. What do I do? I'm not a whatever. No, just little, just us, ordinary. What do? We're able to amen. To amen God. Here's 7 billion people and more. And there's an amen. And there's another amen. And another amen. And another amen. All of the darkness, all the negativity, all the unbelief, all the Islamic and everything else. And there's an amen. An amen. Someone is bound. They've bound themselves to me, and I have bound myself to them. Wonderful. Now, thus in the light of that, over to Romans. Well, yeah, Romans. Why not? God is bound to his word. God is bound to his people. His people are to be bound to God. His people are to be bound to God's word. Romans chapter 11, the end of the section on Israel, verse 36. For of him, he's the source. Through him, he's the medium. That's how we're going to have anything happen in history. God's working out history, and we're part of it. Of him, through him, and to him, he's the object, for his glory and honor, are all things, to whom be glory. There we just again, they're going to be glory. By us, God is going to be glorified. And God, everything's going to be what? To your glory forever. Amen. Amen. How are you going to conclude? Amen. It's all going to be. What's going to be? Everything I said is going to be. That's the way it is. Amen. Amen. That's what's going to be. Wow. Now, and thus, where you're in Romans chapter 15. Romans 15. Oh, picking up if I can, verse 33. Now the God of peace be with you all as you're coming to the end of Romans. And then, amen, God, the God of peace be with you. And you're bound to do that, God. You'll never leave nor forsake me. So God, the God of peace be with you. And what do we want? Amen. We want it. God, I agree. I don't disagree. I don't want to have a dialogue. Do it. And chapter 16, same thing. Chapter 16, verse 20. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly, but not yet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Peace of God. Amen. So God said, have you got the movement? Peace? The things are terrible. They're going to get worse. But amen. It's all going to get good. All going to come out good for you. Amen. And you come to the end of Romans, verse 27, to God the only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. So are we going to end it? Amen. And we turn the pages, and you're going to keep saying amen. That's right. That's right. Because what I'm telling you, I want you to know and understand, like Ezra reading the Word of God, and the people wanted to hear with understanding, to be able to understand it in a way that honored God, etc. Now, so over in the Gospel of John, let me do that different. Over, if you would, please, to Revelation. Revelation, Gospel of John, same Revelation. Revelation and chapter 3. Oh, we can even go to chapter 1 just to get the flavor up quickly. Revelation chapter 1, picking up if I can, in verse 6. I'm going to read, and who hath made us, Revelation 1:6, God, who hath made us kings and priests unto God, the Lord did, and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. That's right. God, to you, our Savior, he's the head. I'm part of the body. You're part of the body. We're a son in the Son. God, to you be. Amen. Be who you are. And if you would, verse 7. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Everyone's going to say, it's going to happen. Amen. Oh, amen. Wow. Chapter 3. The last church, Laodicea. And how are we supposed to, here we are, we're part of this now. We're part of this one. And now, Revelation 3, picking up verse 14. The beginning of Laodicea. Unto the angel, the messenger of the church of the Laodiceans, write, these things saith thee, Amen, faithful and true, the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I am the Amen. I am a, and you'd read in chapter 1, we'll let you read it, because it's good to read it. Over in chapter 1, in verse 18, 1 and 18. I am he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. I have the keys of hell and of death. I hold all the cards. What do you say? Amen. You get all the cards. I do. He said, no one else has them. I have them all. Amen. Amen. Now, chapter 3, verse 14, to the church in Laodicea, he is the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. And what's missing today? Well, he's the Amen. Is the church amening in Revelation? No. No. Verse 17, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knoweth not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. You know that. You know, there's nothing. You have nothing. By the way, I'm going to keep who I am. I'm going to do what I said I'd do. And you people aren't paying attention to me. That's how the church age is going to end. He's what? He meant what he said. He did what he did. He is who he is. He's bound to it. The church today doesn't believe that. Don't believe. But they had better know. He's the Amen. So how about a little variety and changing in the light of the global conditions and the environment? How about a little variety and flexibility, God? What do you think of that? God, how about changing a few things? No. Now, over if you would, in closing. Revelation. And chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22. God, here you are. You're going to honor your word. No question about it. And here we are to amen it. God, you amen. The Lord Jesus Christ amens God. God amens Jesus Christ. God amens his word. God supports his word. God supports the believer that's supporting his word. And therefore, we are able to say that we are able to be what? In some awesome way, the believing heart says amen, and we support, word support, amen. We support God in here. Wow. But God supports us. God supports us. That's true. But in some marvelous way, God allows you to support him. And you say amen. You agree with him. You support him. You're faithful and reliable, and you're going to trust God because he says what he means and means what he says. So now, God, and you're going to do that. And so, well, now, chapter 22, Revelation, at the end, God, you know it. Picking up if I can. Verse 20, he which testifieth these things saith, that's the Lord himself, surely I come, surely I come quickly. I am coming quickly, present tense. I'm in the process of coming. You're going by the clock. I don't have a clock. I'm just telling you, at the right spot, I'm coming. That's what you want to know. Surely, I am coming quickly. What are you going to say? Amen. 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 Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. That's how it ends. God, are you going to be who you are? Yes, I am. Are you going to do, what you said you do? I am. And in particular, as far as you're concerned, you're reading it in the church age, tribulation, they aren't going to pay any attention. I'm writing to you, and you're going to say, amen, I'm coming at any moment. That's what you want to know. At any moment, I'm coming. Surely I am coming. Quickly, God. Quickly. Not quick enough? No. No, I'm coming at the right spot. I want everything to be in place so that all the things, saying it personal for you, all the things in your life would happen as I intend them if you will let them. And you can't go home. I have the keys of death and hell. And you're here till I finish. till I finish. So God, finish what? Your wonderful purpose, my wonderful purpose for your life. Amen. Amen. And what are we working with? A sureness, a wonderful certainty. An amen. We don't applaud God. We amen God. Wow. Anyway, I hope you got a little bit of the flavor of it so you can enjoy it. God's a wonderful person. I'm going to tell you, he's a wonderful person. He's extremely efficient and sufficient. And he does what he does. And what he wants to do is get your hearts in the place that you enjoy him. Amen. That's what you do. And you don't try to help God be God. Let him be God. But trusting him. Amen. Amen. That's what you do. Isn't it hard? You know. You don't have to be a father. God is the father. We're just little kids. We're just sons. That's all. We don't help the father be the father. We look to God for the father to be the father because of the son. Anyway, perhaps you have particular requests. Remember the country. Remember the countries of the world in great movement and flux, to say the least. Remember the believers in countries that are especially Islamic very difficult. Remember Israel, very difficult. Remember the prison ministry, the website, the literature, the Bible line, the newspapers, and whatever it is.